Hello. Nelson Olmsted here. If you think cleaning out your attic is a big job, listen to today's story about Cy and Valletta Cooch. First, a brief word from Pacific Power. Here's Clint Gruber.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's Nelson with another chapter from his storybook.
Most of us cherish childhood memories of rummaging around in Grandma's attic or searching for treasures in Uncle George's storeroom. But few of us would think of making a career of it. Cy and Valletta Cooch of Joseph, Oregon, have probably prowled most of the attics, cellars, storerooms, barns, and junk piles in Wallowa County. And the result is an astounding collection of memorabilia housed in their Pioneer Museum on the main street of Joseph. Cy Cooch says,
I don't even remember how all this got started. A number of years ago, we restored some old wagons and horse-drawn vehicles, and then somehow we got the reputation as collectors. People started bringing us things they thought were junk. Before long, we had to rent a building to store it in.
Well, what is one man's junk is another man's treasure. Cy and Valletta Cooch considered anything that recalled the history of the beautiful Wallowa Valley a treasure. In some of the historic family homes, for example, they salvaged prized pieces that were destined for the trash pile. It was typical that an acquaintance in Joseph, Enterprise, Wallowa, or Lost Eden would say,
Cy, the old folks are gone and the family wants to sell the place. Now, you know Mother never threw anything away. There's a whole attic full of stuff nobody wants. You and the missus better come over and have a look.
And so, bit by bit, the valued possessions of the old Wallowa Valley families passed into the hands of Cy and Valletta Cooch. From under a mattress came a Pioneer flowered carpet. From a friend's attic came a quaint child's bed more than 70 years old. From a storeroom over a drugstore came a supply of old patent medicine, still packaged like new, with such nostalgic labels as Hagen's Magnolia Balm and Elixir of Rhubarb. Then, too, there were the bulkier items, such as a 1914 brass-trimmed Franklin automobile in perfect running condition, a few assorted buggies, surreys, and wagons, one of which was used by the town of Joseph to wet down the dusty streets before the turn of the century. In 1963, Cy and Valletta rented an old bowling alley in Joseph, moved the collection in, and hung out a sign, Pioneer Museum, a private collection. And Cy Coot says,
Well, I guess there's no way to stop a collection like this once it starts. Seems that almost everyone who comes in brings something along to add to the museum. And there's a story attached to every item here. Just ask my wife. She knows them all.
Well, the Pioneer Museum is now fitted out with a display area set up just like a Pioneer Eastern Oregon home. All the furnishings and accoutrements are genuine mementos from Wallowa County's past. Cy Coot says,
Well, my wife and I believe that the way to make people enjoy themselves is to awaken happy memories. An article doesn't have to be rare and ancient to be fun. Just take the kitchen utensils and the collection of old Victrolas and Edison photographs. All those old magazines and greeting cards. You remember those when you were young, and young memories are usually happy ones.
So, actually, the Pioneer Museum in Joseph, Oregon, is a storehouse for happy memories. A good place to visit when you're feeling older than you want to feel.